We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is the Sooner Sports Podcast, your all-access pass to Sooner Sports. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate. Are you in good hands? And by Riverwind Resort. Riverwind Resort, the place to be.
Oh, mama! What a play!
Now, here's your host, Chris Plank.
All right, welcome into the Sooner Sports Podcast. My name is Chris Plank. We call our Friday edition the tailgate, and what a night it was for Oklahoma Sooner football, as once again, the Sooners have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
With the first pick in the 2019 NFL draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Kyler Murray, quarterback, Oklahoma.
Afterwards, a dream come true for Kyler Murray.
This is where I wanted to be. I'm glad to be a Cardinal, and I can't wait to go. Finally being able to play for Coach Kingsbury is something that, you know, we've been talking about for a long time. And, you know, to be here now, I can't wait to get in the building and get started.
And how about Kyler Murray's new coach, Cliff Kingsbury, who said he'd take Kyler number one as a quarterback and lived up to his word?
He's a dynamic talent, a unique talent that I don't know anybody's seen when you talk about that combination of runner and passer, and being able to start as a polished pocket passer who can throw from different arm angles and be accurate and throw a touch and then be able to take off and take it 80 on any snap.
But the Sooners weren't done in the first round, because Marquise Hollywood Brown joins a roster that is loaded with Sooners.
With the 25th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Marquise Brown.
There it is.
There we go.
Wide receiver, Oklahoma.
Marquise Brown was emotional afterwards. It was a special scene. And then he talked to the Ravens website.
How you feeling right now?
Feeling good, man. I'm just happy to be a Baltimore Raven.
Take me through the emotions of sitting in that room. Maybe you thought you could have ended up in Baltimore. They trade back. What's going through your mind?
Yeah. I was looking forward to the Baltimore pick. When they traded back, you know, I was like, oh, man. But everything happens for a reason. And, you know, when I was there, it felt like I was at home. So I'm just happy to be back.
Did you feel like Baltimore was a place that you could end up?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
The interactions I had. And, you know, I know a lot of their players on the roster. And me and the coaches just had a good understanding.
There's a lot of Oklahoma guys there. Mark Andrews, Orlando Brown. You guys are kind of building that up.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they know those guys set the standard. And, you know, that helped become an easier pick for me.
You're going to play with Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
What do you think about that?
I'm ready. You know, we both from Broward County, so we ready to get it going. You know, we've been talking, you know, this whole process.
You've actually been talking with him over the past couple of months?
Yeah, for sure.
And what have those conversations been?
We hope we end up on the same team.
And now you know that you are on the same team. Yeah. Is that kind of a dream come true to you?
Dream come true, man. Like, all these guys that I know,
and we're just gonna go out. We're gonna try to win a Super Bowl.
When you get on the field this fall, what do you think that the Ravens fans are gonna see from you?
They're gonna see a lot of excitement, you know, a lot of energy, a lot of big plays, every play.
Awesome, man. We can't wait to see that. Thank you so much. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
All right, so what do we make of it all? First of all, Kenny Mossman tweeted this morning. We're actually taping on a Friday morning because of the late nature of the draft last night, and I love this. I thought it was one of the best tweets of the draft. Kenny tweeted, checking with compliance to see the August 29th Ravens-Redskins game will also count as a Sooner football intra-squad scrimmage, because with the drafting of Marquise Brown last night, the Ravens now have Orlando Brown starting at right tackle. They have Mark Andrews at tight end. You add Hollywood Brown to a roster that also includes Tony Jefferson. That's fantastic. And the Redskins, I mean, listen, the day's just getting started with the second and third rounds, but the Redskins already have Samaje, Trent Williams, Tress Way, you name it. They're loaded with Oklahoma Sooners. So pretty cool notes as we count down to the draft. I mean, It says a lot with Hollywood Brown about his story. I loved that it's been shared on a national stage through the college football season, but to know that this was a guy that used to walk to work and that he had to work at Six Flags, you know, and he would walk in order to make sure that he didn't miss any work. I thought it was fantastic. Here's the quote from Lincoln Riley after he was picked. Marquis' story is well documented. What are the chances a guy who had to walk to work and fight his way just to get to junior college ends up being the first receiver taken? I'm thrilled for him and his opportunity. He's going to bring a lot to the Baltimore Ravens. The fans will love the explosiveness, which we really came to appreciate the last couple of years at Oklahoma. And then, of course, as you might imagine, Lincoln Riley had something to say about Kyler Murray going number one overall. And I quote, "I'm just so proud of Kyler and the way he's handled this entire process. He's gone through something that no one has ever gone through with the amount of scrutiny in different sports. The hype that he's had since he was such a young kid, to see him get to this moment as the number one pick, that's been his dream. To see him live this part of it out is awesome." Now, we had a chance just moments ago to catch up with NFL Draft Insider from NFLDraftBlitz.com, Alex Kavtoff, to get his take on the two Sooners going in the first round. I guess no surprise that he ended up going number one, because you had kind of felt that from day one since the combine, hadn't you?
I think everybody, good morning, Chris. I think everybody felt that since the combine. You and I talked about this a couple of days ago. It seems like the logical pick for Cliff Kingsbury and getting his quarterback for his offense. You know, Kyler Murray ran a similar offense at Oklahoma. So this he comes in there. He's familiar with it. So it's a good fit. It's a good fit for both parties. If you get a new head coach who's never been an NFL head coach, you got to give him his quarterback. And obviously he felt like Kyler Murray was his guy. Now they have to do something about Josh Rosen, Chris.
Let's shift down the draft board a little bit in Marquise Brown. I love the fit with him in Baltimore. They need receivers. We'll see how things progress at the quarterback position with Lamar Jackson. But what do you think of the fit and Marquise Brown being the first receiver off the board, one of what, only two receivers to go in the first round?
Yeah, Marquise Brown going 25th, and then N'Keal Harry from Arizona State went to the Patriots with that 32nd overall pick. No DK Metcalf. I'm actually glad about that. So with all due respect, I mean, he's going to go somewhere in the second round. But, you know, the guys in the NFL are a little bit smarter than I give them credit for. Marquise Brown is an explosive wide receiver. Look, he's like DeSean Jackson. Anytime he touches the ball, he's going to bring yards after the catch. He can be that deep threat. And if he can score touchdowns, you're going to be a tremendous value in the NFL. I realize that he's had some drops, and maybe he's not a refined route runner, but he has developed that part of his game, especially during that last year. He did become a better route runner. And, you know, like I said, if you can stretch the field and score those 80-yard touchdowns down the field like he did at Oklahoma, and he's going to do the same thing in the NFL, you know, he is going to be tremendous value there for the Baltimore Ravens. and Lamar Jackson.
Hey, one final thought on OU guys here, Alex, before I get maybe a general draft thought from you and we let you get back to grinding away. Are you surprised to see Cody Ford slide? And even in that, a couple of other, you know, Big 12 guys, Dalton Reisner doesn't go in the first round. We saw Taylor from Florida drop out of the first round. Was this maybe teams valuing different styles of offensive linemen? Or what do you think kind of led to that?
I am surprised that Cody Ford fell. I thought he was a first-round pick. To me, he was a top-10 pick for me because he could play right tackle, he can play guard. But I look at the top of the second round, and there's about five or six teams that are looking for offensive linemen. And the Arizona Cardinals right at the top, and you've got like the Denver Broncos there, and you know Tampa Bay Bucks, and there are a few other teams out there. So I'm sure that Cody Ford and Juwan Taylor and Eric McCoy and Dalton Reisner are going to be off the board by pick 40. Because there's going to be a run on offensive linemen out there. By the way, Juwan Taylor from Florida slipped because there seems to be some knee issue.
Gotcha.
That's what I've heard. That's the rumor out there. I'm not sure why Cody Ford fell. But I expect all four offensive linemen from Oklahoma to be drafted. I think Cody Ford is going to get drafted in the second round. I think Bobby Evans is a late third, early fourth round pick. I think he's one of those the top 125 type of player. And, you know, the rest of the two offensive guards there, they're going to go on day three. Kyler Murray had, you know this, he had all the time in the world.
Yeah.
He's just not going to get that comfort level in Arizona with the Arizona Cardinals.
Now, obviously, from the excitement, there's some disappointment. Cody Ford dropped out of the first round. There wasn't really a big run on guards and tackles like we thought. As a matter of fact, some thought Juwan Taylor out of Florida would be the top offensive lineman off the board. He didn't get drafted in the first round. Both players plan to go back to the green room tonight to hopefully have their moment to walk across the stage. We'll bring you complete coverage of that. Our softball game here on Saturday has for now been postponed. We're playing a doubleheader tonight. We're getting things underway at 2 o'clock this afternoon. So we're going to have the podcast updated most of the day on Saturday to keep up to date on what happens with, hopefully what had happened with Cody Ford and Bobby Evans and Drew Samia and what could happen for Ben Powers, Imani Bledsoe, and Rodney Anderson. So we're just getting started on our draft coverage this weekend right here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. But keep an eye going forward for Cody Ford to go tonight at some point in the second round. Keep an eye maybe for Bobby Evans also to go this evening. Some think maybe as early as the third round. Drew Samia could be in that mix as well, too. On Saturday, the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds, a lot of eyes on Ben Power. Maybe Ben Powers maybe around the fifth round. Same for Rodney Anderson, who would be probably the first running back taken in this draft without the injuries. Maybe you see him in about the fifth round, and maybe you see Imani Bledsoe in the sixth. So we'll be waiting and see what happens tonight and, of course, on Saturday, and we'll have complete coverage for you at Soonersports.com and, of course, right here on the Sooner Sports Podcast. Hey, let's head to Nashville, though. Jessica Cootie from Sooner Sports TV was front and center, and, Jess, that looked awesome last night. The excitement in the streets, the fans packed everywhere. What was your first draft experience like?
It was wild. I couldn't believe the amount of people that were just lined up in the street, and it was pouring down rain, and they still they stuck it out and were hanging out, and it was amazing. It was incredible. And you know what I took note of, I mean, there were a ton of Baker Mayfield jerseys in the crowd, so Cleveland fans were showing out.
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It was fun to watch, Jess. And then, of course, it was even more satisfying and gratifying after all the talk and after all the hype to see Kyler Murray go number one. If you guys don't follow Jessica on Twitter, you should at Jessica Cootie. Is it Jessica Cootie on Instagram as well? Because you were posting pictures and links to all your stories and your features you did on these guys. And, you know, we forget the patience that Kyler Murray had to show. When he came here and Baker came back and got the waiver, he was expected to play that year, and then he ended up having to sit another season behind Baker, and then lo and behold, back-to-back years, the number one pick in the draft. Pretty special.
You know, I actually talked to Coach Riley last night about that, and I think it should be posted pretty soon. But, you know, Isaac, what's the single most important thing that he did to get to this point? And, you know, because I said a lot of people doubted that he could fill Baker's shoes. A lot of people doubted that he could be the number one pick. You know, what was the single most important thing that he did? And he said he didn't try to be anybody but himself. He was just himself throughout the whole process. He didn't try to be Baker. He didn't try to be anybody else. It was just all about doing what Kyler does best. And it is. I mean, it's got to be hard to say. It is. I mean, he said it numerous times. To have, as a competitor, to have to sit and wait your time and know that, you know, you could be doing the same thing. Obviously, you know, it's crazy. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day about how, you know, everyone, when Baker was, you know, playing, and everyone was like, man, we're in trouble if Baker gets hurt. You know, now looking back, were we in trouble? You know, I mean, the way that he was able to step up, and he knew that he was going to be able to deliver, and Baker Mayfield was the first to tell you that, hey, we're in good hands if something happened to me. You know, it's just the way that he handled the whole situation now looking back is just so impressive and so rewarding for him to see that number one overall pick. It's awesome, and what a great fit, you know.
Speaking of great fits, Jess, we might have to plan some trips to Baltimore. That Ravens roster now dotted with Sooners, from Tony Jefferson to Mark Andrews. Orlando Brown Jr., you add Hollywood to the mix. I mean, that's potent, and I love Hollywood Brown and the fit in Baltimore. You know, we'll see Lamar Jackson as an NFL quarterback, but, man, I think that's a really good fit for Marquise, and, again, another incredible story.
Yeah, I joked to Coach Riley last night. I was like, and how about Marquise going up to Oklahoma Northeast? it's crazy. It's so cool, you know. I mean, just the way that – And they have a lot of pride in that. That's what they all talk about. When I've talked to Mark and Orlando when they've come back, and you know, Tony's been a guy that's really taken them under their wings, and you know, then Marquise and Orlando and Mark, they all played together last year, and Orlando and Mark have talked about how big that was for their rookie years to have each other there and kind of go through it with each other. Well, now they're going to be able to help Marquise through it, because it's not easy. You know, it's not easy that first season, and a lot of learning, a lot of growing during that time. And so it'll be good for him to have two teammates that he actually was on the field with to help him through that process. And yeah, I'm excited. I mean, that's what it's all about. When you see him doing those interviews and he's, you know, the emotion that he's overcome, and you think about, you know, 2 years ago or 3 years ago, he's walking to and from 30 minutes his job at Six Flags as a ride operator, and then walking to practice at junior college because he had to walk on, and then he gets an offer from the Sooners, and just the way that he's grinded through it all, and it's just what a great story, and that's, you know, that's why you do it.
Jess, I talked to Bob Stoops yesterday, and he came on with Gabe and I, and he was telling a fascinating story about when they started recruiting Marquise Brown, and he said we actually had to sit there and sell Marquise that he could play and that he would play at Oklahoma. Now, part of that is just recruiting anywhere, I think. You know, maybe there's too many receivers, or, you know, maybe I'm not big enough. But to think that young man went – from that couch, and as you said, walking back and forth to work, to now being the first, not just an NFL draft pick, Jess. He was the first receiver off the board. This might be one of the best stories of day one.
Yeah, I mean, he, and all of the criticism that he's too small, you know, and I asked him that question before. I mean, how many times have you heard that you're too small? He's like, oh, my whole life. I've heard it. And it's just, you know, and I remember Dennis Simmons saying the same thing when they were recruiting him, and you know, just the way they were just blown away, and they knew right away that he was going to be a fit. And, you know, it's so cool that he kind of stuck with it through it all. I mean, this is a guy that could have easily given up time and time again. You know, in high school, he didn't qualify because of his grades. And, you know, so then he had to go the junior college route, and he didn't have a scholarship. And so then he had to walk on at junior college, which isn't an easy route either. And just for him just to grind it out, I mean, it's just, you could just tell the emotion of it coming out that it was all worth it. It was all worth it for him. I mean, it was not easy. It was just such a grind and a difficult path that he took. But I mean, just to see the emotion. And he, you could, when I, because I was on the red carpet, which was an awesome experience, by the way. And just, he was just glowing, you know? I mean, just the way that, and he's throughout this whole process has maintained that, like, he would not be here without Oklahoma and without coming to Oklahoma. And so, you know, the gratitude also that he shows to, you know, the people that have helped him throughout the process as well. I just, he's such a good human being. And that's kind of what I was saying on Wednesday. People are going to fall in love with his story. And they probably already did starting last night. And speaking of, how about Kyler Murray sticking around in the green room after he had already been called? I thought that was so awesome.
We were sitting here. We had our own little draft watch party, Jess, a handful of staffers. And we're sitting here in my hotel room. And that was the first thing that DJ Gasso said. He's like, look, Kyler Murray's hanging around. How awesome is that? I thought that was cool to see all of them supporting each other. And, you know, I know it's going to be a little bit of a wait with Cody Ford not going in the first round. But, Jess, I think he goes pretty quickly tonight. Hey, a quick final thought before I let you run. You said you were on the red carpet. Can you take us behind the scenes and what that experience was like for you?
It's wild. You know, being that I didn't know, you know, again, I was a last minute kind of add to this deal. And it's kind of cool. They've opened up access a little bit more for the colleges. And so they gave us a credential. Zach Kathleen and I, which Zach Kathleen was in the green room with the guys. So he will have some awesome stuff headed your way. Just stay tuned for that. But, you know, they gave us this credential and we're like, where can we go? And they're like, oh, you can go anywhere. So I'm like on the red carpet, walking down the red carpet. I'm surprised you guys didn't see me just walking around aimlessly looking like a fool in people's interviews. Somewhere on TV, I'm a meme probably because I'm like not even, there are cameras everywhere. And I'm trying to look alive, but it's like everywhere you turn, people are got a camera on you.
So we got a little Easter egg for you here at the end of this, a little hidden gem, because if you stayed with us through all the draft talk, Lincoln Riley, as he was headed back to his hotel last night, all the fun, all the excitement of the draft caught up with Jessica Coody.
A lot of people doubted if Kyler could fill Baker's shoes. A lot of people doubted if he could be the number one pick overall tonight. What was the single most important thing that he did to get to this point?
He just was himself throughout the whole process. He didn't try to be Baker. He worked behind the scenes, you know, the previous 2 years, and he was ready when his time came. And made the most of that year, and everybody got to see what a special talent he is.
Yeah, I know they're different. I know they've had different journeys, but for both of them, neither one of them had it handed to them on a silver platter. So for you as a coach, how rewarding is it? How special is it for you to see them both doing things that has never been done before, back-to-back Heismans and back-to-back number one overall picks?
Yeah, it's honestly a little hard to believe right now. I mean, for that to have happened, I mean, it's so great for our program, our fans, for those two guys, our families. It's still, it hadn't really sunk in. I don't know if it will for a while, but it's that's awesome stuff. It really is.
Why will Kyler Murray be a successful NFL quarterback?
I think just because of what all we've seen the last several years. He's ready. He knows he belongs in the moment. He's got great talent. And, you know, the world still hasn't seen what this guy's going to be like when he only has one sport on his plate. And I think it's going to be fantastic.
And for Marquise Brown, he was overcome with emotion tonight. You know, he continues to overcome all of the odds from being too small, quote unquote. He had to, the journey that he had to even get to Norman, Oklahoma. Why is it about him that he continues to overcome all of those odds?
Yeah, that's what he's always done, and it means the world to him. You can tell every single step of the way that he's just really, you know, appreciative of the journey. He works hard. He embraces the moment, and it's awesome to see a kid that's traveled that path get to this point.
How cool is it? He's going to, like, Baltimore or Oklahoma Northeast, right? Like,
yeah.
He's joining a bunch of Sooners up there in Baltimore.
That's right, yeah. He's got Mark up there in Orlando, all those guys, Tony, all those guys. So it's going to be great. I'm thrilled for him. It's going to be a great spot.
Last question for you. Just can you, in layman's terms, just first two of many guys that are going to hear their names called this weekend, what this weekend is like for you as a head coach?
Yeah, it's interesting feeling, you know. You want everybody to get drafted high. You're thrilled when your guys go. You're down when they don't go. I mean, you kind of feel the ups and downs of it. But, I mean, these are life-changing moments for these guys and their families. And so you just kind of think back on the journey with them and proud of how far they've come.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Jess.
Not bad, right? Not a bad episode of the Sooner Sports Podcast. Thanks for being patient with us. Again, we'll have a full episode throughout the weekend to talk about those other players who have been drafted, including Cody Ford. Some think he could be the first player off the board tonight. So stay tuned to Soonersports.tv/podcast all weekend long. And until Tuesday, have a great weekend. And Boomer Sooner, everybody.
This has been the Sooner Sports Podcast. Make sure to get all the latest episodes online right now at Soonersports.tv/podcast. And make sure to follow us on Twitter at OU On The Air.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.